of the special meeting of the Kiri Beach Town Council on Thursday, the 19th of March, year 2020. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to go over input on the coronavirus activities with the department heads, answer any specific questions they may have, as well as have some discussion points on actions that the council may deem are necessary. We are going to begin this evening with Mr. Tim Buckland, who is the interagency governmental affairs coordinator for the county. And Tim, welcome. And as usual, thanks for doing a good job.
Unknown participant is now joining. Multiple people are now exiting.
Can you mute your computer so that we don't hear everyone joining? Thank everyone for joining.
Please start the meeting. Is now exiting. Unknown participant is now joining.
All right. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, thank you for having me. I wish I was here on a different topic for a different time, but here we are dealing with rapidly evolving and rapidly moving new virus that has caught us all by surprise since Christmas. And when I opened these up for other town councils and the Bloomington City Council this week, I put into perspective that when we were opening our Christmas gifts, none of us had any idea this even existed. And to this point, the numbers are pretty startling. I'll just run through this presentation, and I'm happy to take any questions the Board of Commissioners may have. So far, worldwide, I just checked that we have about 207,000 people infected and 8,600 people have died, and that's in 166 countries or territories. The United States has seen 10,442 cases and 150 deaths. So to put the speed of this evolving situation in perspective, I gave this presentation to the Wilmington City Council 2 nights ago, and the numbers I read from the United States were 3,540 cases, I believe, right around 3,600 cases and 58 deaths. This is 2 days ago, and we've already doubled. As of tonight, North Carolina has 97 known cases of coronavirus with no deaths. And as of right now, there is one confirmed case of COVID-19 in New Hanover County, and I'm sure all of you have seen that. And finally, today, at a press conference, the governor announced the first case of what's called community transmission in Wilson County. And that's transmission of the disease where there is no known reason for the person to have had it, i.e. travel or being around other people who are infected. And despite how grim it may sound, we are still continuing with the same overarching message that the chairwoman gave to us this week. And that is, we are asking people to be prepared, but don't panic. We have continued to recommend the guidance provided by the CDC and the governor's office. Has several cases. The governor has ordered all bars and restaurants to close the table service and offer only delivery or takeout service. And as some of you may have seen in my update today, the governor has since fully explained that includes no table service if you have outdoor seating. The clarification we received is that if a restaurant has takeout service but seating outside, let's say I'm hungry, I go to a local establishment, they have seating outside. The waiter or waitress cannot come out and provide table service. If I go in, get a disposable container, and sit down out there, I am free to do so. That's the distinction we were given. I hope that provides further clarity on this because it created some confusion. And today, the governor's office gave us that clarification. He's also ordered that all schools are closed statewide until at least, I believe, March 30th, and ordered all mass gatherings of 100 or more be canceled. Recommended guidance from the president has advised no social gatherings of 10 people or more, and recommended guidance from the CDC continues on discouraging mass gatherings of 50 people or more, although the order to be clear, is 100 or more. The recommendation is 50. New Hanover County is currently recommending no more than 10 people be gathered at one time based on the federal guidance. We have altered all of our operations, and the mayor can attest that we had a meeting today at the Department of Health and Human Services building. There were 9 people in that room. Beginning Wednesday, March 18th, New Hanover County closed its public libraries and the Cape Fear Museum to the public until further notice. Online and curbside services for book reservations are available. The county's parks and gardens, including Early Gardens and the Arboretum, have remained open, but education centers and closed areas of the county parks and gardens are closed. In all of our communications, we continue to encourage social distance. That means keep avoiding crowds, keeping a safe distance of 6 feet or more between people, and not gathering in groups of more than 10. We have established a local public health coronavirus call center for the community to ask questions and receive referrals to physicians if needed. We would hope you would share this number if you haven't already. It is 910-798-6800. Again, for those listening at home who haven't written it down yet, 910-798-6800. That is open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Can you stop it? Anyone on the phone, please mute your phones. We're getting reports back that they can't hear very well, and that's because all of you need to mute your phones if you're on the phone line. We're still new to this, but thank you for helping. Sorry, Tim.
Yes, sir. In addition to practicing good hygiene and staying home if you're sick, we're encouraging residents to prepare as you would for other emergencies using the Ready NHC steps, and we've made those available to you as well. They are make a plan, build a kit, and stay informed. The county's Emergency Operations Center has continued to be in a monitoring status since nearly a month ago, with key staff from administration, myself included, emergency management, communications, and public health all involved. We have continued to share information as we receive it. The mayor and city staff will tell you that they get at least one, if not several, emails from me daily on situational reports, what's happening now, here's what the county is doing. I have some information from the state, I've been sharing it, and I'm sure the mayor will tell you that his inbox is full of emails from me. We appreciate that the town has continued to partner with us on this critical issue. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions you have.
Any questions for Tim from the council?
Just a comment, Tim, I think y'all doing a great job keeping everybody informed. Everything's been very well put out.
Well, luckily my job is just to come here and look good and tell you folks what everybody else who's been really working very, very, very hard is doing. Ordinarily, we would try to get someone like a Stephen Still or Lisa Brown or someone like that to come do this, but they are actually still working on this tonight. I left the Health and Human Services building. They were both still working. So that's why you get my pretty face. Yeah. This is what my son's going to look like in 30 years. So
we appreciate your effort and the county's effort.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any staff questions? Yes. Tim, as usual, thank you. Thank you for your support.
Sir. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds like there's activity ahead. So, first order of business is a resolution for Town Council electronic participation. Whereas certain business must be conducted by the Curry Beach Town Council in order to maintain the regular business operations of Curry Beach, such as the adoption of budgets, ordinances, contracts, and whereas certain conditions may arise when it is prudent and advisable for the Town Council not to hold its regular public meetings, such as a crisis associated with the contagious viral illness, and whereas it is advisable in such an instance for the Town Council to be able to hold its regular meeting via telephone or other electronic means, provided the proper rules for public notice are followed. Now therefore be it resolved that Curry Beach Town Council, in the case of a public health emergency, the Curry Beach Town Council is authorized to conduct business via telephone, Microsoft Teams, or other electronic means. The clerk to the board will provide proper public notice of said meeting. Curry Beach staff will provide an agenda published on its website. Staff will provide a mechanism for the public to listen to the meeting via electronic means, and legal counsel will be available at said meeting. That's the end of the resolution. To accept this resolution, I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Joe?
You got to unmute, Joe. Or you got to unmute so we can hear him, man. Sorry, we're getting there, Joe.
We're not muted on our meeting, but... Joseph?
We can hear you now, Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
We just need your vote.
We need your vote.
Tax your flip. Is now exiting.
Yeah. We have to figure out how to do this different.
I've already emailed.
Good.
We just read the resolution, Joe, and we're looking for...
Is now exiting. Unknown participant is now exiting.
Joe, call my cell phone and I'll just put you on my cell phone. And then we can mute this.
Victoria Dabler is now...
There you go.
Okay, we're going to wait for Councilman Joe Whitley to verbalize his vote.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, so we just need you an aye or nay on this vote.
Yes, I said yes, but I don't know if I could hear me. Yes, I voted in support.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, the vote was unanimous.
Let me stay on your phone.
Yeah.
Because there's too many people asking me to come in and I can't
hear. Yeah, just stay on my phone. We got you. Okay.
So, Mandy, I am signing this to, we can proceed here with the rest of the meeting under the resolution. Okay. We'll now move to the department head portion of the meeting. Mandy, who would you like to come up here first? We did? All right. Department Head Messmer, Public Works.
Thank you, Councilman. Just want to give you an update on our emergency plan and our schedule for coming up, the events and stuff. The summer and weekend business garbage, the schedule is going to be postponed. We normally start at the end of March, but with restaurants being closed and stuff, we just feel like it's we just need to move it on back. The bathrooms downtown will be closed.
We need to put a sign up here.
Yes.
The bathrooms will be closed, so they should have been open this week. So we need to put that.
Well, they should have been open anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Pre-pickup that we discussed the other night, I feel like it should be postponed because that's just going to encourage people to come down here. But just being postponed.
Okay, so you wish to postpone the that 2-week free pickup.
Yes, sir.
We will continue with the call-in pickup under normal processes.
Yes, sir. On Thursday, yes.
Unless we have lots of people out.
Right.
We'll communicate. If we start having staffing issues, as with all these plans, we'll communicate via the website on what we're taking off, and that will be one of the first things that will drop off.
Okay.
We plan to continue business as usual, but in case of staff illness, services may take longer as far as garbage, etc. It could possibly take, Monday could take 2 days, Tuesday garbage route could take 2 days. Backup procedures are in place. Ann will be my backup in case I get ill. Also, Brad Easley and Ann also are on the water side of things. We'll follow the county and town policy for employees who are infected. Employees will be encouraged to wear gloves while dealing with public and sanitation. The public works office will be closed to the public, but someone will be available to answer the phones as usual. Information concerning the motels will be needed, but as reasonably to expect business will be less than usual. But that is pretty much Public Works plan.
Okay, so it looks to me, Jimmy, like your priorities are water, sewage,
yes,
then garbage, then further beyond that, other pickup. So for the knowledge of the public, I should have actually mentioned that we had asked you all to look at what you would do in case you lost significant staff to particular illness. Is there anything you need from us, Jimmy? This is your request to eliminate the free pickup that we had authorized in the last council meeting, and that your Public Works building will actually be off limits to non-essential personnel.
Exactly.
Okay. You will still be available by phone through your administrative staff.
Or email, yes, sir.
Is there anything you need from the council relative to special equipment?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
So, just to back up real quick, are you guys going to close your office to the public?
Yes, we're going to close the office to the public. We're going to put a sign.
We're getting ready to give him authority to do that in just a second. I was getting ready to make a motion.
You're going to make a motion? Okay, yeah. All right, that's all I needed.
So, we just wanted to make sure we had them all listed. Very good.
Okay,
thank you.
So, if you want to do one motion at the end,
I was going to do it by department.
By department, I think it works.
So I make a motion that we suspend the free pickup until after this emergency, and that we close the Public Works offices to the public. They can still communicate via email and phone for services.
I'll second.
I would also believe we wanted to add to that the fact that he has a request for the downtown bathrooms.
Excellent. Yeah. I add to my motion that we close the downtown bathrooms until after this issue is resolved.
Clarification. Presently, we're opening the bathrooms under the shelter.
What, Joe?
There's some static about both towns keeping their bathrooms locked right now.
Okay.
Can you communicate that that will be locked until for the foreseeable future?
Yeah. That we'll communicate all this once we...
Now, the restrooms underneath the pavilion are open at the present time.
I think they should all be closed.
Well, if we're going to have my point. If we're going to close one set, we should just go ahead.
No, I agree. That, my motion is to close all
need
the bathrooms.
Signs on, as long as we put signs on.
I second that.
Absolutely.
Now, with all bathrooms closed, well, the businesses, you can go in and get...
Maybe not. I mean, that's why we need to communicate.
Yes.
Part of the people coming down.
Okay. Right? So those bathrooms are closed, and the last item that I have here is the adjustment of the downtown business pickup.
That one, I don't know that we need a motion. I think the pickup schedule is at the authority of the department head, so I don't think we need a motion for that. We should communicate it, so I think Jimmy needs to work with Mandy to communicate it to the businesses. But if everything, I agree with Jimmy, with everything being takeout, they should be fine.
We do businesses Monday, and we also do them Fridays. So,
okay, I mean, because there will be food waste.
The only thing we're leaving out is the weekends now and a Wednesday pickup.
Well, and, you know, maybe we want to communicate with, if they do need something, to call. We can do that. I mean, you don't know, but.
Yeah. Well, we'll check.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Jimmy, so we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor of the changes as recommended by Jimmy during this period of emergency? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, unanimous. Thank you, Jimmy. Enjoy your evening. Mandy, who's next? Police Chief Mr. Bowden.
Good afternoon. Pretty much our plans for the police department is going to limit exposure to the public as much as possible. We're going to try to limit the public to the police department lobby unless it's necessary for an investigation. Handle calls via phone if possible, like a lost wallet or any type of fraud type cases that we can handle via phone. Traffic stops, they're not making as many traffic stops, but if we need to, we will. We just will have to. trying to encourage the guys to bring food in versus going out and getting in the public that way. Mm-hmm. We'll still respond to emergency calls as always and use best practice precautions. Officers have been advised of certain precautions. At this time, we're going to suspend going to all EMS calls, only the emergency EMS calls, until further notice.
Mike, when you have this, we'll no longer respond to the EMS calls, but we'll respond to emergency EMS calls. So you can tell the difference over the...
Yeah, a heart attack call or CPR progress, we're going to go. If it's just a sick person, we won't go anymore as usual, which we would go to all EMS calls in the past. But
and that's a change that the county implemented, not us. So that was the 911 center has changed their protocols for who they're dispatching. So yeah, we shouldn't even get the dispatch.
Yeah, they're asking questions if you've been out of the country and stuff like that to try to get us out of there. And only EMS would respond to. We have a limited amount of PPE equipment, limited number of gloves and masks. Captain Hubbard secured, I think, 40 N95 masks for us from emergency management. Cleaning, we're trying to sanitize the lobby as much as possible in the mornings, before lunch, after lunch, and before we go home. And if anybody comes in there, we'll try to sanitize it again the best we can. If an arrest is made, we'll sanitize the car the best we can. Sheriff's Department's been in contact with them. Their business as usual at the jail. However, if we can cite and release, we will. And try to keep as many people out of there as we possibly can.
Do you need any particular materials to clean the vehicles with?
Right now, we're good. If we do, we'll make that request. Hopefully, we can still get cleaning supplies from local stores, maybe even Jimmy.
Okay.
But he's letting me know he does have some stuff we could use. So.
Okay.
All my questions, as far as I think most of them have been answered. I will say that everybody, there's a lot of rumors about the bridge closing.
We'll probably put out notes, particularly on your question relative to how do you manage the outdoor seating. We now have clarification from the governor. Is the bridge closing? Not at this time.
Okay.
If an employee gets the virus from work and must take days off, will the town cover the days off? I think this is an important question. And gentlemen, if a fireman or a police officer is ever hurt in the line of business, they don't use their personal days, work days. So I would think that in a line of business, and if they are infected during their duty, that they would not be using. And I think, David, you said that would actually be...
Well, so right now, workers' comp, that issue's being looked at from the West Coast. It'll eventually get here. There's not a firm answer on whether it be workers' comp right now. In the short term, the town would use sick time. The employee would use sick time because that's what we have. And then if the workers' comp issue hasn't completed itself by the time they run out of sick time, then I expect the department head would come back to the town council and we'd have to decide what we're going to do. I don't think we should do anything until the workers' comp policies are allowed to work through the issue. Until we're actually in the middle of the case, right? When we have an employee that doesn't have sick time, I think council will want the department head to bring that to the council so we can address that issue.
We're going to talk about this a little bit when I come up there, too. I've asked Andy to look at a couple of things that have come down. There's another Senate thing coming out about that for emergency leave.
Right. So I don't think we want to be the lead on this. We'll follow. But if we have an employee in extremis, we want to know about it, department heads.
And then, Mike, I think the record keeping of what the situation is, the employee, the number of days, keep good records, and then we'll come back and we'll have probably all at one time make some determination.
Yeah, I'm confident the town is always treated as well. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Everybody, so
and I think that's the answer to your employees is that The town doesn't have a firm answer until we know what workers' comp's going to do, but after that, the town will definitely look at the issue.
Okay.
We take care of our employees. So.
That's right. We take care of our people.
Right.
Our first responders. The last item there that that you had asked about coronavirus, possible to know where the person lives, etc. There are questions being asked by the 9/11 operator, and David has a little more information on that. But there is no shared information about names or addresses or anything, particularly because there is quite a stream of individuals seeking to know who these particular individuals are. And I'm sure it's not to go shake their hand. So, David, what...
Yeah, so the HIPAA laws, right now, the 911 Center and the public health agencies are talking about, can they indicate in the 911 software if it's a COVID-19 isolation case? The HIPAA laws are what's holding them up. Jim, you might know if they've gotten any further in that discussion. I'm 2 days late on it, but I know they're talking about how they could annotate those places. Additionally, the 911 Center, when they call for a call, they've changed their protocol, and there are questions they ask. Do you have a fever? Do you have a dry cough? Do you have respiratory problems? Have you been out? I think they're going to drop the one about being outside the county in the last 14 days. That's what I've heard. They're dropping that one, but I'm not sure. And then have you, had a positive test for COVID-19? So they're asking those questions. So the 911 center should be able to give you more information when you're dispatched. Now, if you're called by a citizen, I don't know that we'll ever get a list where here's the addresses in Curie Beach. I don't think anyone's going to go for that.
Yeah, and I think the HIPAA stuff would prohibit most.
But they are trying to figure out how to work around it so that they can give first responders the best information possible.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't see any other questions here, Mike, if you don't have any other questions.
There is a paragraph in Governor Cooper's package here.
Right.
Dealing with... if an employee gets sick, they are entitled to unemployment.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. But I don't know if his resolution in the legislature agree with that right now. That's what I'm saying. We don't know until someone actually applies for it and workers' comp either approves it or doesn't. Because workers' comp is a statutory thing, not a government proclamation thing. So I don't know which way it would go. I'm hoping it's not going to be a Curie Beach employee that is the one that finds out for us. I know Manny's watching a lot of updates on this issue, so the HR directors are talking about this really closely, and then in the emergency management world, it came up when we were talking about it on the protocols for first responder response, so it did come up. So people are aware of the issue. I don't know that we have a great answer tonight.
Right. I just wanted to be out there. So.
Sounds to me like things are pretty much business as usual for you, except you're going to be more discerning when it comes to EMT visits.
And if we have to make contact with the citizen for whatever reason, we're going to do it just like normal. We're just have to be careful as best we can, and we still have a job to do, so that's what we're going to do. We're just trying to be cautious.
Okay. I don't believe we need any motions for the police department. Mike, thank you.
Are you going to close their lobby like you've done for Public Works? I think it needs to be kind of...
Yeah,
well, I think it's already limited. The public is already limited to the lobby.
They still get into their lobby if we don't lock that door, and Tammy does still have an opening in her window.
Which way are you recommending, Chief? How do you want to do it?
Well, we can lock it for now. If you guys are okay with that, we'll lock it for now. We're just going to contain them in there. She does have an opening. She's got a sweatshirt up there because she's always cold, and cold air blows through, but I don't know if that'll stop.
Do you not have a speaker outside for the buzz in?
We do. If we need to get something so people can actually see it.
Can they buzz and communicate inside?
Yes. Yes, we do have that. We just probably need to put a sign up.
Yeah, I mean, my point is if someone needs police assistance, they come up to the department, they can buzz that if that door is locked. I would recommend locking it.
Yeah, and I make a motion we close the lobby of the police department as we've done Public Works.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor? Aye. Okay.
And then lastly, Mike, so the highlighted section you had about outdoor seating was allowed by the governor. We have an update which we will forward to you. So now
it.
People can't even sit outside.
I've got it now. Yeah. So.
And if you could get your guys to just go by and give that to the restaurants.
Right.
Really, it's only Jack Mackerel's, I think, and because Bud Joe's is already closed, right?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just Jack Mackerel's. And we got to let George know because he's going to open up, and he has picnic tables out there. So people just got to take it home.
Okay.
He's going to open up tomorrow.
Well,
I thought Tim said that if you go in and get a takeout, you can walk outside and sit at an outside table.
Actually,
it says if a restaurant has outdoor seating, on-site consumption in the outdoor seating area is not permitted pursuant to the order of abatement. That's what
now, they can sit on public benches, but they cannot sit on benches that belong or tables that belong to the restaurant. Interesting.
Yeah. Says not allowed.
But that's essentially what it says.
I misunderstood.
Well, I just read it, so
yeah.
I'm not trying to misunderstand. I just read it, so yeah, it doesn't allow.
You're allowed to eat outside, just not on the restaurant
property.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mike.
Appreciate it.
Have a good evening. Stay safe.
Thank you. Do the same.
Mandy, who's next?
Building inspections.
Department head John Batson. What have you got for us?
I apologize, I didn't send anything in for you guys because my main question was could I close my office to the general public? It sounds like we've already gotten that answer. So that's really my main question. If I could just conduct all business by email and by phone. And then also, I'm still planning on doing inspections on an as-needed basis, and I'm going to request that there only be one person present at those inspections so I can reduce my exposure. Otherwise, most of our business can be conducted in the office and without in-person contact, and so that's what I plan on continuing with.
So then for inspections, if you or your assistant are both out, is it Carolina Beach? To continue the business, or?
Yes, sir. We have a mutual agreement with the town of Carolina Beach to handle building inspections for me in case I'm out. Yes, sir.
And we will not send you and your assistant on the same.
So I'm not planning on her leaving the office at all, really.
Okay.
She may do some rounds for code enforcement, but primarily she's got data entry that needs to be handled anyway, so this is the perfect time for good stuff.
Okay.
Happen and catch up on.
Okay, I make a motion we close the building inspections office to the public and all activities be done over email or phone.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All these are until further notice. We haven't put a duration on them, so it'll be until further notice. Anything else you need, John? Any questions?
Have you got any questions for me?
Take care of yourself. You've got a beautiful home.
That is my biggest concern. I definitely don't want to bring that up.
Don't put yourself in a position.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Have a good evening.
Mr. Mayor, if I might.
Sure.
Commissioner Hedler is correct. So yesterday we received updated guidance from the governor's office that said you could consume the food on an outdoor seating area, and today we got an updated one, and he was correct. He said, it says it right here in black and white. If a restaurant has outdoor seating, on-site consumption in the outdoor seating area is not permitted pursuant to the order of abatement.
Okay.
That clears it up today.
There you go.
Last night you could, and that's the day you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Okay, but
Arlen.
That's David. Yes.
Finance Department Head. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good.
I sent out a number of things, some things that we're currently doing, but I guess one thing that I think should be considered, and this also overlaps with other departments, in particular admin, is closing the town hall main entrance to the public. I have two people that sit on both sides of that interact with the with customers on a regular basis that I think most of that business can usually making payments. We have various methods that, you know, they could do in order to not come into town hall. In particular, there's a payment box out at the end of the parking lot, and also there's the option of mailing payments in. Also, we have an online option, even though there is a slight fee that's associated with that, but you know, with the mailing or actually dropping in the box, the box would have no fee. So, and we do already have precautions when we go out to empty the box with wearing gloves and that type of thing. So
is that, and then the second thing of stopping water cutoffs during this emergency?
Right, I spoke with Andy a little bit earlier. I don't think we actually, tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we actually have to amend our ordinance. You can kind of just agree to not enforce that disconnection ordinance right at one time.
So I make a motion we close town hall to the public and conduct business via email and phone, and then we discontinue water termination activities until after the end of this
month. What time? I mean, if our time closures, I mean, effective like tomorrow?
Effective tonight at 6:30.
Okay.
So they're closed.
Okay.
As soon as we adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Well, I just want to know because
yeah,
like,
that's my motions anyway. That's
halfway through the day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my recommendation to council that all the closures happen today.
Okay.
We've got time to send it out to the email blast after this meeting, and then everyone will know.
Okay.
And put the signs up.
When we do, when we communicate things to the public, we'll have to make sure that we have the solution identified, meaning via phone, via payment box, et cetera.
Via what?
So we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
The majority of our activities, I mean, it would be much easier for us if we, even though we're closed to the public, for the staff to be here to do things. But if it did come to the point where staff could not be here, we can handle most things remotely. There'll be a few issues, things like everything that comes in the mail that has to be dealt with. You know,
so Manny's going to talk about working from home, and you'd be under the same policy once we figure out what that is, I think. So
right.
We're talking, then you guys. I mean, I think the department heads, council, tell me if you disagree, but I think the department heads are responsible to run their departments and do the town's business. We have to give them policies around work from home if they're going to do something different than come to town hall and do their work. And we'll get, and then you have to manage that and track it for us through Mandy so we know all departments are doing it appropriately.
Right.
Public Works and fire and police, it's pretty hard for them to really work from home.
Right.
But your departments can, I think.
Right.
That give the authority.
There would just have to be some degree of coming here or whatever to
right.
gather certain, you know, things.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and I'd like to see us, if all possible, keep someone here answering telephones, whether it's recreation staff or whoever it is.
They're working to forward.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's an important factor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put anybody at risk, I mean, but if
no.
we can do that in a safe manner, I'd like to see that.
No, I agree. We have to have a solution for answering the phones, but I think Mandy has one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the health situation of my daughter up in Northern Virginia, I will be out of town starting Sunday morning for a week.
Okay.
So I won't be available to sign checks if you need that.
Okay.
I'm working from home, so I'll
right.
be available.
We still have, yeah, so we'll
yeah.
have Craig and Dave.
Well, Corning has me working from Curie Beach, so I'll be available. Just let me
know. Yeah, that would be one thing, yeah. We'd have to kind of keep that process moving. So.
Okay.
Yep. All right, any questions for me?
No, it looks to me like in these three pages you've identified all of your actions and you're not eliminating actions, essentially. You're just saying how you're going to do some things differently.
Correct.
And the turnoff of the water has been approved. The non, or the relaxation of that activity has been approved. So I don't have any questions for Arlen.
Thank you.
Therefore, have a good evening.
Now we have Ed.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Kennedy, fire chief.
Mayor, Commissioner. I didn't really hear what Mike had to say. I was in the hallway, but I'll try not to repeat too much of what I did here. So you all received the packet from me. It's only 2 pages, so it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're following the CDC on their recommendations as far as what we should do. We canceled mass gatherings, the training event that was supposed to be held this week, that sort of thing. So the only thing is with that particular part, as you see in that point, is our Monday night meetings. So normally we have anywhere from 15 to 30 volunteers show up for that. So I would assume, given the circumstances, that that will be postponed temporarily. I can send things out via email, and our text message should come to that. And I guess that'll be my question towards the end as far as council's recommendation on that.
Chief, I was thinking about the classes that you run for the volunteers and how they are helpful, particularly in this time if we run into a situation where the full-time staff is deemed to need to step down for a few days to go into some type of quarantine due to the nature of your work. We really shouldn't do things, I guess, beyond 10. I don't know if it makes sense to do them twice.
Well, the good news is this past Monday we had a very good, I guess you call it preliminary briefing. So everyone's up to date on that. The county and mm-hmm. all the department heads, fire, police, EMS, the medical director, and some from the state meet virtually on Mondays and Fridays, and they discuss any sort of procedural changes at that point related to how do we act on the scene, basically. And that would be a time where I would need to get information out. But like I said, I think we had a very good first meeting. I don't see too many changes happening above and beyond that based off of the changes that they put in place. But should that happen, like I said, I could easily get that out via text message or email to the volunteers. Okay. As far as training, we can come up with all sorts of cool things virtually, so that shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, you've had a terrific training program. As I read what you have been doing on Mondays, it's fascinating to me. Probably not as fascinating to some other guys who've done this, but it's pretty fascinating to me. Okay, I mean, we're going to leave this with you. You've got your hands around it, and okay. What else do you got?
Locally, as Mike said earlier, 911, or David said earlier, 911 has implemented questions. That would basically screen the patient right off the bat. So that should severely limit the fire department's exposure to those types of patients should it get to that point. However, obviously there's some gaps there. We could get people that lie on the telephone or calls that come out that they don't particularly know that they have coronavirus. So with that being said, we do have a few pieces of equipment that we obtained from the state, some N95 masks and surgical masks that we can used temporarily. We also put an order in last Friday for more equipment should it get to that point. But like I said, I believe the 911 screen is severely going to limit our exposure right off the bat. So
the only problem I have with that is I applaud what they are doing, but if people don't know they have it,
right?
That's so exactly I think
right.
Are you? I think David was explaining to me you were limiting the number of people actually get engaged and go in.
That's right. So if we have three people on an engine, 2 people will make contact with the patient, will stay 6 feet away, ask the same questions that the 911 center would, and then the captain on duty would make that judgment call himself. We do have surgical masks that we can give to the patient, which, as you know, limits what comes out as opposed to giving it to our first responders. So there's also a decon process where we have hazmat bags in our bag. If the captain feels like it's a significant case where this patient could have coronavirus, then they will decon all their equipment in the hazmat bag. We can take them back in a separate vehicle. They can change their clothes, and then we can obviously evaluate the situation at that point. We do have a request in with the state for gowns and face shields and what the CDC has recommended, which is what EMS is currently doing right now. So they've got a full-blown decon process in place. So like I said, it should, at this point in time, based off of those questions, our exposure to these patients that know that they have it is going to be limited. But like you said, mm-hmm. it's those that don't know, of course, we're unsure about.
Okay.
The general guidance was if a person, most of our guys have other jobs, and our other jobs are in first responder capacities, such as the hospital or other fire departments. If a firefighter feels like they have come in contact with a potential coronavirus patient, the general guidance from the medical director was to self-monitor for 14 days. So that does not mean that the person feels like they came in contact with someone and they self-quarantine for 14 days. So they recommended that they continue to go to work and self-monitor until they show symptoms. Should they show symptoms, obviously we would send them home and monitor from there.
Okay, understood.
Resources moving forward. At this time, this has had zero effect on our resources. However, as you can see in those four bullet points, these are the potentials that I do see. The children of the staff getting it, or their family members, staff that could get, obviously, COVID-19 and require quarantine, family members of staff that could get it. And then lastly, which I feel is a probable and likely scenario that happens in the next few months, is a worker that gets an illness like a cold or the flu that possibly thinks it's the coronavirus. So that would be a delicate situation as well. But as you know, I discussed in my previous email, if a full-timer's out, we can backfill with part-timers. And then if part-timers are out, then obviously we can backfill with volunteers. So we've got a running list right now, and quite a few of our volunteers are in the service industry as well. So they're out of work right now too. So should we have to tap into that, I feel pretty strong about it.
Okay.
Services provided. Obviously, it's our mission to provide the best possible services. So at this point in time, we don't expect any changes in the level of services. And obviously, we're going to monitor it closely. But looking around the beach today, I had a feeling that it was obviously going to get a little more crowded. Of course, the weather is getting nicer too. I would like to know that I do expect and forecast a slight increase in our call volume, non-COVID related, just due to the amount of people that are at home, they're not at work, and they're out and about. And then lastly is our mutual aid and outside agency. Like I said, every Monday and every Friday, we meet virtually to go over all of that. I'm fairly close with Chief Griffin in Carolina Beach, so we talk daily to make sure that our procedures match up and we're not doing anything different should we have to tap into each other for mutual and automatic aid. And I believe that's all that I have at this time. The only question I have is if council recommends that we postpone our Monday night meetings to keep it less than 10 people.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to recommend you follow the guidance, the most strict guidance in these times. So either break them up, you could have multiple meetings so you only have less than 10, or do them electronically or find another way. I mean, I think that's the right thing to do.
Spread them out to 2 weeks, right? Yeah. Do one group one Monday, do the second group the next Monday with the same class.
Two groups. I know it double up on you, but if you have important things, we're going to trust you, you're going to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, you get them out. I know it's the actual doing at times, not just the saying. We're going to let that with you, Chief, to manage as you see fit, to see if it's necessary to bring the guys in and then how you would bring them in accordance with the directions. I did have one thing to mention. You did mention the beaches, and we do have the potential to have some guests. Those guests will primarily be stuck probably to wherever they're staying, except for the beach, because the restaurants are closed, the bars are closed, except for carry out. I did make a commitment, or I made a request today to Julia Bozeman, at the behest of Mayor Pro Tem Mr. Heckler, because he did remind me I asked for on-site EMT support during this period. And I forgot to mention to Chief Bowden that I did also request that sheriff deputies be involved, because it's likely, with not much to do, we may need more EMT support, or we may need more law enforcement support, at least for the time being. In any case, the word was okay, but I don't know what that means yet. So just FYI.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would just assume that we're going to follow suit with locking the front door of the fire department to not necessarily to keep people away, but to encourage them to not come up and do their normal fire stations tours and that sort of thing. So.
When the chief and I were going through his plan here, we agreed to leave the door open, but I think now that we're shutting down everything else, we ought to lock up the fire department too.
So what are your options, Ed, of closing down where they can get into the office area and to the living quarters, but leave the bays open, or
what we would probably do is we have keypad doors on both sides, and everyone on the department, I think council even has the access code for that. So that's our normal ingress and egress during nighttime hours and emergency calls. The plan was obviously to lock the door, possibly put a sign. We do have a doorbell right there at the front door, and we've got ringers in every single room. So if anyone does come to the station, there at least is guidance there at the front door, but they can push that button. Have them go straight through the lobby there.
Yeah, I make a motion we close the fire department to free access during daylight hours until after this event.
Close to non-essential
second.
Personnel?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
If you have a little one at home and another one at home, just be sure.
Thank you.
Good evening, Ms. Cayley, Department Head for Parks and Recreation.
Good evening. We've closed, shut down all of our events, rentals, and classes for the next 8 weeks at least. We're prepared to continue working. I gave you a list of some of the potential projects we could actually catch up on, the things that get set aside, and we're still getting inquiries for rentals down the road and things of that nature. So. Requests or needs at the time. I think we're here to support any other departments that need it as well and stay busy.
As you went through this, Nikki, there's a couple neat things on here. I don't know if you're going to speak to all of them or.
I can.
The virtual street festival.
Yeah.
That's quite a neat idea, actually.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, it's important. Those vendors have lost a lot of events, so we thought it'd be a good way to encourage, at least keep reminding the public to support the local small businesses in a different way. So.
Okay, and I wasn't sure I heard specifically the rec area where we already have weddings and things scheduled. Are we maintaining that, or I guess unless people have somewhere else to go, or unless they cancel it, I guess.
No, we canceled all.
We did cancel all the weddings and things like that.
Yes, we were able to reschedule to, there were four that canceled, they may reschedule, but yeah.
Okay, so there wasn't any big uproar about that.
No,
they were more than happy to work through it.
They weren't joyful conversations, but no one was angry. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Great, great. Yeah, I believe that should be canceled, as well as other town activities like Coffee with the Mayor is going to be canceled. All of the yoga classes, everything else, they're all canceled. Now, do we have to a specific date, or is it until further notice?
When we initiated this on Monday, the recommendation was 8 weeks, so. Right
8 weeks.
Okay. We went to May 9th was the last day. We can, depending how this progresses, we can extend that if needed.
Okay. To be revisited sometime before that.
Absolutely.
Anybody have any questions for Nikki? How about the liaison? Any questions?
No, I think they've done a good job. We talked about all this, and the the main thing is we've got to be. With the weddings and stuff, a lot of people coming in from out of town, older family members, and it's just not a smart thing to do at this time. We'll let them come back and have a reception and have a big party later on.
That's right. And they use a shared facility with our other events, so even if the numbers were under, it still seems a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing you need from council?
No.
Okay. No other questions for Nikki?
Good job.
Thank you, Nikki. Enjoy your evening.
And last but not least, me.
Okay. Mandy, department head for administration.
So I'm going to pass out some information that I got just before the meeting started on the coronavirus bill from the Senate requiring paid leave. Andy is looking into this. Do you have anything you want to talk about on this, Andy? Yet? Or do you want to wait?
I'll wait.
Is this the Carolina Senate or federal?
Federal. So, Andy's looking into this for us. It's regarding emergency paid leave. I think still things are going to come from workers' comp. I think it's just a lot of unknown at the moment. So, as far as sticking with the using your vacation sick or comp time, it is my understanding that even though it passed, it's still a 15-day wait before it's effective.
Is this part of the bill in the Senate right now?
No,
this is the president signed it.
The president. He's the one he signed. The president's already signed.
Oh, the president signed this one. Okay.
There's up to four bills working. The first two have passed.
Okay.
And the third one is the one that I was just talking about now that primarily focuses on economic stimulus. And there's back and forth on it. That's involving the checks that they want to send to people that help for the airlines. That's how it works.
Okay. So we're going to wait for Andy's feedback on this, I guess, and what we have to do.
Yeah, well, I assume the League of Municipalities would tell us how it applies to towns, and then we'll just follow the laws. Okay.
And basically, as far as that goes, unless this bill changes drastically, whatever they pass up there, the first thing that's going to be applied to is our policy, our sick leave policy. That takes precedence over this.
Yeah,
well, once that is depleted, then you get into
maybe. I don't think we know. We shouldn't say we know because we don't.
No.
The league will look at this and send out what it means to the town, and we'll wait for that.
They said 10 days from passage of this, they will send out notifications to the governmental units and to the employers.
Yeah.
As to what is required.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect. I just wanted you guys to have it so you would know what's coming and not be blindsided when it gets here because it looks like it's a whole
very
twist
good
on FMLA.
Yeah.
On the 12 weeks of the FMLA.
Yeah.
So, basically everyone at Town Hall is being diligent to keep safe distances unless y'all are walking the hallway when I come through and keeping surfaces wiped down and clean. The council room is set up for 10 people at the moment, and it will stay this way until we're directed otherwise for any future meetings that we need to have in here. We're being sure to let everyone know and anyone that inquires that we are following CDC guidelines as directed by council. We are working with council and department heads to keep information up to date and shared with the public via town website, email, text message, and posting boards outside. Obviously, if Town Hall is close to the public, we can continue to work in the building as normal, which you guys have already taken care of that for tonight. And as usual, admin is, we're all hands on deck and able to support all the other departments as needed, whatever they need. And please don't judge me on our conference call system tonight. It worked flawlessly last night, so I don't know what happened. It will be addressed first thing in the morning. I did meet with our phone vendor this afternoon just before the meeting. and had him come down here and show us some features that we could use on our current phones that would mirror on our cell phones should we have to close town hall, period. So we can still conduct business from home. It would be like, I think, $30 a month extra per user, and we can do it on a temporary basis, but basically it makes our phones a unified system so that if Denise is working on her computer and she has it on her cell phone, she can still answer the phone. She can forward it to me. She can like forward a call to Arlen just as if Arlen was sitting in his office. He demonstrated the software. We saw it working. We saw it looks actually more user-friendly than our desk phones are. It was pretty cool. But you can make calls from it. It would be just like Denise was sitting in her office, or I, or anybody. So my recommendation, if we got to that point, would be to add it to, like, Denise, Karen, Arlen, me, you know, just the, like, the main admin and finance. And then, because everyone else pretty much can forward their phones to their cell phone, so if we forward them a call, they still have the opportunity to answer it. And they can call in and check their voicemail, as well as receive voicemails on email. All of my voicemails come to my email, so I don't miss anything. Now, with that being said, I would like to request to add that system to admin and finance phones to be safe, better safe than sorry, on a temporary basis, because it's going to take them time to roll that out. It's not going to be like overnight. I'm going to need a few days to work with them to get it in place and working.
How many phones?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
And that way we can ban the phones from anywhere, basically. I'm all in agreement that we should be in here working, but this is a worst case scenario that town hall is closed.
It's probably better to be prepared than to wait till we need it and then scramble to get it done. Okay, what else you got? We can deal with it all at one time if there's anything else.
Basically, just kind of like Nikki, while we're here working without, you know, being open to the public, we're going to tackle some of our projects that we have on our to-do list that have been on our to-do list that we keep moving around and shuffling, and so we'll be in the building and, of course, be available and working on other things. The other thing I'm going to ask for under my request list is the motion to council to cancel committee meetings, P&Z, Board of Adjustments, our regular meeting scheduled for April. What are your thoughts on that? And we also need to talk about our budget meetings.
Yeah. So Board of Adjustments, if someone comes up for that, we can't cancel that, right? We can cancel their regular meeting.
Right.
But not if they have someone that requests a Board of Adjustment meeting, right? Andy?
I think we could advise them we would consider closing it to the general public because of the conditions that are set.
Well, I'm fine with canceling. I just want to know, are we allowed to do that if someone is going, they have a problem and they're requesting relief from the Board of Adjustments?
Board of Adjustment does have to give us 30 days notice. So if someone does bring it forward, we do get 30 days.
Okay.
Before to schedule the next meeting.
So then they don't normally have regular scheduling.
They don't have it.
Mm-hmm. So then, if they did, they could continue it.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure I understood.
Just based on what I'm seeing on the listserv as far as other towns and what they're doing, everyone's kind of canceling everything in April as a start.
I'm good with canceling all committee meetings and P&Z and Board of Adjustments. Do we need to try to have a virtual council meeting since we have that available now? Or, guys, do y'all just want to try to do something as needed?
I mean, how do the rest of you feel about council meeting? If we handle a council meeting the way we're handling this, I'm not sure it should be a problem. I mean, as liaisons, we all meet with our department heads.
I think we should leave it on the books.
I do too. We can cancel it on
and then
close in if we need to. What?
The law requires that you hold a town board meeting once a month.
Okay. Well, then that takes care of that.
I wouldn't cancel ours anyway.
Right.
I mean, if we just, I don't think the town council meeting should be.
No, I don't. Was I reading that wrong where it said PNC, BOA, and council meeting? I thought you meant town council.
No, you're not reading it wrong. That was my request.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we cannot do anything about the town council meeting. We will probably continue in this type of format. Joe, PNC, you're the liaison.
Paul doesn't seem to agree.
It's my understanding that as long as we are standing scheduled meetings, we can cancel a meeting. We can cancel a council meeting. If we are regularly scheduled each month, we are published meetings, we have our set schedule. We're not just playing as we go.
Yeah, but I think Andy's point is you can reschedule it, but you're not allowed to skip one. The governmental entity has to meet once a month, whether it's calendar or 30 days, I don't know. I'd have to look at what he's talking about.
Okay. But,
and I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's what his point is, right?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm just saying.
And I'm trying to think.
Since this whole situation evolves and changes every day,
yeah,
we can always, I mean, if it's that bad, we can always cancel it or say we're going to move it to another day.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll continue on path for the town council meeting. The BOA, I guess we will manage accordingly if one is scheduled, but they're normally not happening anyway. PNZ, now I'm sorry, I lost your comments on that, Joe.
I don't think there'll be any issue with canceling PNZ for April.
Yeah.
What was his response?
He said he thinks it'd be fine to cancel for April, and then we can cancel one meeting at a time as our council meetings go. Did that get your gist, Joe?
Yes, just cancel April, then we'll go forward from there.
Yeah, I think we only cancel till the next of our meeting. So
okay.
Any meeting scheduled between now and our next regular scheduled meeting, we'll cancel. That would be my motion.
Okay.
Make a motion. We, with the exception of budget meetings, we have to talk about it separate.
Yeah.
And we'll get behind, I think. All meetings not budget related between now and our next scheduled meeting, my motion is that we cancel them.
Committee and?
Yeah, committee.
Yeah. Okay, just clear.
Yeah.
Second. I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, the next item is the budget meetings. Arlen, what's your position on that?
I would think we would want to continue. I mean, I would think we could do this type of format, you know, one department head at a time, kind of
yes.
Presenting their budget.
When is the next one scheduled? April 3rd.
April 3rd.
It's
a Friday.
Yeah.
It's coming right
up. Three Fridays from now, because tomorrow's Friday. Yeah.
So we'll let that stand unless we get closer and things are a little dicier.
And even if that were the case, I don't know what all the different legal requirements are, I guess, for the voting, but you know, the information can be emailed out.
The main thing is that we have you have to give the budget out in public meeting and then have a public hearing out for the budget. Before adoption, right?
Did I hang up right?
And the way we typically
have
a formal presentation of the budget and then, you know, a public hearing approximately 2 to 3 weeks after that.
Yeah.
And then adoption at the June council meeting.
Yeah, I think we just need to be able to do the same thing we did tonight. And we'll get feedback on how it went from the people on the phone. I'm sure they were all annoyed. They kept hearing people dropping on and off, but
I'm going to address that tomorrow as well.
And you guys will have it on tape, so at least they'll be able to listen to the tape.
Right, it's going to be posted as soon as the meeting's over.
Yep.
And did anyone have any feedback on my telecommute policy?
Sorry, can I interrupt? I need to clarify for the motion. Is that all the committee meetings through March and all the way through April? Just because there are some meetings in April after your town council meeting. And the motion is was up to the town council, so I just want to clarify.
My motion was we could address any after our meeting at the next meeting, so right. I think okay. It's up to our meeting.
Up to your meeting? Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. And then who seconded that?
My second was by Joe.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I have no problem with that policy. I don't know how the other guys are.
I haven't had any feedback from the other department heads, so I mean, it is a temporary, just while this is going on, if it was needed policy.
And you have them signed too, right? You had the mm-hmm. second part. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm fine.
And it has to be approved by the department head.
Yep. I think those are reasonable precautions, and I think yep. it's a reasonable policy as well. I'm with Craig.
So there are two individuals who believe that practice or policy is substantial enough to service us. How do the other three feel?
Oh, I support.
Joe's fine with it?
Yeah.
So I make a motion okay. We approve the policy and the employee agreement as presented by the administrative department head.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's all I have.
Is there anything else you need from us?
Not at the moment, but I'm in contact with you guys all day, every day, so I will keep you updated. Sometimes tonight. Sure. I will keep you abreast and updated, too, on what's going on with those policies. And we'll start working on the phone system, and this will be fixed tomorrow with the audio, because...
Mandy, I've already had a citizen contact me about the phone call tonight. I will screenshot that and send it to you.
Yes, it's going to be addressed tomorrow. Like I said, it worked flawlessly today. And the very minute we called in, it said it wasn't available. So I don't know what happened between last night and today that shut that feature down. But I got a big red triangle on my screen. And, I mean, we did it from outside. We did it from down the hall. I mean, we did it from
the
everywhere.
Only thing that I could think about is I don't know what the limit of participants was.
And we have, like, 34 call-ins. My limit's 250.
Well, then that should not have been the issue.
Well, good. Just work with our vendor. Yeah. We'll figure it out. I mean,
yeah, so it's just a technical difficulty. We'll work with the vendor and we'll get it figured out. But and I'm going to try to turn off the feature of such and such as leaving the meeting or such and such as joining and see if we can get that off as well.
And I wanted to mention probably for the record, I want to thank you, Mandy, and your staff for a successful Beach Town breakfast that was enjoyed by all. Thank you. You represented the town quite well with the other towns.
Thank you. We enjoyed
thanks,
doing it.
Thanks to you and your team.
Can you turn that on and show me how to pop stuff up on it now? Since it's Commissioner's Towns now, right?
Is it right time? I decided about April 3rd. Me and David lost the call and I missed the final discussion on that.
We were going to continue to have it, Jeff.
Okay, do we, we've gone through all the department heads?
Yes, that's everyone.
Okay, I actually think that...
Okay.
All right. I actually believe that many of the things that we thought we might talk about as council were actually addressed in the requests. Is there anything from the council members that you believe requires discussion by council this evening?
Yeah. I'd like to go first unless someone else really wanted to.
Be my guest, Pro Tem.
She's got to show me how. So we've been talking with New Hanover County Emergency Management, and the department heads have done a great job coordinating with them. I don't know how to do it, but...
I'm working on it.
Okay, that's fine.
I got to get to your... How do you get your thing to drop down where it gives you the...
I don't know. That's the part I don't know.
Oh. There you go. Here, you keep talking.
270. So, one, both police and fire had submitted equipment requests to New Hanover County, and they partially filled those. Two, a couple of counties have done some interesting stuff that have at least gotten me some calls and probably the rest of the council. So, first, Dare County closed down basically the entire Outer Banks because that's the path to all the other counties in the Outer Banks. And so they basically said, residents only, and close their bridge. And so I'm assuming the public health director of Dare County was involved in that decision, because I wanted to just make sure council understands how you're allowed to do what. There's two North Carolina general statutes that apply for quarantines. And I'm going to read them as soon as Mandy brings me my computer back because I haven't memorized them. But the first one designates quarantine authority to the state public health director or the local public health director, not to any elected bodies. That general statute, 134, well, hopefully Mandy's going to pull it up because I can't remember. It's either 134 or 140A. Basically says that quarantine authority in the state of North Carolina is in the public health realm. And so either the state public health director and the governor work together to do quarantine type or isolation type activities. Okay, thank you. Good, I'll just read it since she didn't. Okay. So that's General Statute 130A-145, Quarantine and Isolation Authority. So that's the authority that would allow some of the things that we've been asked to do, like close the beaches, like close the bridge, all those things that citizens at least have asked me and I assume asked some of you people are not within our authority. The local health director, so the health director, sir? What? Did you say something, Andy?
You
want? Oh, he's on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. So the things that people are asking us to do are not within the authority of the town council, right? So what could happen is the town council could ask the New Hanover County Health Director, who was on the news tonight telling people to go outside and be in the outside, including the beaches. I saw that on WECT on my way in. We could ask her to, okay, say something different, but that's not where we are right now. So that's the first thing. The second authority, so that was what Dare County did. Carteret County just today passed a resolution for their county that said, we are discouraging entry in our county by those who are not residents or property owners of the county. So they didn't close the county. Their resolution was pretty interesting because it said, we expect all police, fire, EMS people to support this resolution. And in the end, we are discouraging entry into our county. I don't know what that means, but that was what Carteret County has done. So we're starting to see the counties on the beach deal with the pressure of people going to the beach in different ways, right? When the mayor went up and talked with Julia Bozeman and the other mayors today, one of my inputs to him as the emergency manager is, okay, make sure they understand if we're going to do something, we need the county and the health department to do it, right? So when you get that question, make sure you understand that. What could we do? So we have state of emergency power to do curfews and limit businesses. So the town council could do some other things, and I'm not recommending any of these. I'm just saying understand what your powers are so we understand. We could close all public parking. We could do that. So there's nowhere to park, right? We could close some businesses, although I don't know if we can, I can't understand if we would be allowed to close personal single family houses that are being rented, the VRBOs, which is most of our big problem, right? So under a state of emergency, we could do some of those things. And I'm not recommending we do any of those. I just want to make sure that as you're pressured to do something, recognize what we can and can't do, right? And make sure you tell our citizens that, right? If that's what you're asking, you should give that feedback to the public health director. You know, the director of public health for New Hanover County. That's the person you should address with your issue. Because that's who has control for that, right? So if you want to, like closing the bridge, we close the bridge during a hurricane. We don't technically close it. We limit access in and out of our under the emergency management, that which is General Statute 166A, we can close all businesses and tell everyone they have to leave that if they don't live there or own the property. Property owners can stay. We don't have the authority to tell them to leave for a hurricane. The bridge actually gets closed by the highway patrol at 45 miles an hour sustained wind for public safety. Right, so that bridge, everyone thinks Carolina and Curie Beach control that bridge. We don't really control the bridge. We are involved in the reopening of that bridge, because then we have the responsibility to make sure before people come back that it's safe. So just make sure we understand the authorities. And if those two, I'll make sure Mandy has, so in the notes you can have those two statutes so people can read them for themselves if they want to. But as council, you know, direct people, okay, please pass that on to the New Hanover County Emergency Operations Center, your concern and your request, but council can't just do whatever we want to do. And I think I'm interested to follow what happens with Dare County. Carteret just said we encourage, so they can't get in trouble for encouraging. I don't know what's going to happen with Dare County. I'm interested on how that plays out in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we're not going to get 45 mile an hour winds,
right?
So the bridge is not going to be closed down for a highway patrol safety.
It would take the public health director saying that for public health, this is the right thing to do. Yeah. We're going to quarantine Pleasure Island. That's what the public health director, the local public health director, would do. So just so you guys, I've been getting the questions. I know the mayor's got questions. You're probably getting the questions. That's why I wanted to make sure everyone understands why we are the way we are, right? We can do a lot of stuff, but we can't do everything. That's the state road.
Can we send that out in an email? People will understand.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
from my perspective, I'm not saying to encourage everybody on the island who thinks things should be closed to send the public health director, who has a lot of stuff on his plate in his mind, to do that. And that's not what we're recommending. We're saying what would probably occur in this condition would be where we encourage, because we need to recognize if anybody's going to take an action, they're going to come and ask us how do we feel about it, unless it's really a dilemma. So we're going to be in the boat too. I don't see there's any way to be out of that boat. At this point in time, there's no indication to do that, though you're right, the others have done that. Cataract County, I find what they've done interesting, because particularly when they say owners, you have a hard time determining who's in the beachfront houses and knowing if they're the owners, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their uncles, or anybody, and how in the world would you enforce that? So this is a new area, and David is 100% right, reading from the statute, we can't, even if we want to, we can't do it. We can encourage people to do it, but according to that, we can't do it. So that's where we are for now. I don't know if you would agree with the way I quite said that, but...
You know, I mean, you know, it's like every other thing. The way it's written, if you want to interpret it differently, which I'm assuming Dare did, I'm assuming Dare County talked with their attorney before they did what they did. So they obviously had, I mean, I don't know that they did, but I would assume they did. Whenever you read general statutes, that's why you get a lawyer to actually go through it, because they're kind of good. In one place, under the emergency, you can control ingress and egress from emergency area and the movement of persons within that area. So that's the one I think they're using. But if you read all of that, it's for like hurricanes and other stuff. It's not for pandemics. Pandemics are specifically in section 1, the 130A, all the public health statutes. Mm-hmm. That's what they're in. 166 is all about, you know, terrorist attacks and things like that. Hurricanes and earthquakes and floods and famine and fire.
That's the difference. This is under a different emergency.
Right. It's under 138. That's where the authorities that the governor referenced and New Hanover County referenced as well.
Okay. So for now, we are encouraging the social distancing and supporting the governor's direction on restaurants and bars. And we will enforce that direction.
I'm sure our chief's already telling people.
Yeah. Excellent point, David. Thank you for bringing that up. Anything else?
No, sir. Not right now.
Joe, do you have anything?
No. Just uncharted territory, unprecedented challenge. Very interesting.
Okay. Alan?
No, sir. No.
John?
No.
No? I'm going down through my list. I think most of it's all been hit. Probably just as for your awareness, we have 97 tests for the county. 23 came back negative. 70 of those tests, this is today, 70 of those tests are pending, and there's that one case which is presumed to be presumptive, right? Coronavirus. So, over the next few days...
Is that the county or the state?
No, that's the county. The state has about 1,900 open tests. So, the only reason in really bringing that up is, as these tests come to fruition and we get information on them, it's quite likely that we may see some increases. We need to remain calm, stick to the plans that we've made, and do the best we can to support the residents of this town and the staff of this town. Your safety is critical to us, and we will act accordingly within our authority. I guess I don't have much else to add. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.